are the top prospects to stash? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Saturday, April 13th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, and let's take a look at the latest prospect report. Five prospects on the verge of getting the call up. Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays, Esteri Ruiz of the Oakland A's. Yes, we realize he's not a prospect, but he's in the minors right now. Paul Skeens of the Pirates, Christian Scott of the Mets, and Heston Kjerstad of the Orioles. It's got two names that I wanted to focus on here. Junior Caminero looks like he's close to returning from injury. And speaking of injuries, Tampa Bay continues to just rack up a bunch of those. So starting to think we could see Caminero pretty soon. And Christian Scott, I know, has got off to a great start for the Mets. What have you got on those two?
Yeah, so everything you said about Caminero, I agree with. He is back to baseball activities, close to returning from his injury. And look, the reason he got left off the opening day roster is just because the Rays had too many options. They clearly thought he was ready for the majors. They called him up last September. They included him on the postseason roster. He's only 20 years old, but hits the ball as hard as any minor leaguer, and just someone who you would figure would be an impact bat as soon as he comes up, which is why he's so worth stashing. And now with this Brandon Lau oblique injury, that's one more infielder out of the way. Don't think they would stick Caminero at second where Brandon Lau plays, but there are enough, like just opening up the roster spot. There are ways they could find at-bats for Caminero. I mean, DH, Harold Ramirez, who cares, right? Like, I think it'll be soon. I think with each injury, the urgency to pick up and roster Caminero, if he's somehow available in your league, it increases. As for Christian Scott, yeah, it was a tough call between him and Ricky Tiedemann, who I wanted to be for this spot in my top five to stash. And I ultimately went with Scott because he's been arguably the most impressive minor league pitcher so far. I mean, he has 19 strikeouts in 9 innings, throwing 69% of his pitches for strikes, throwing with an 18% swinging strike rate, both about as good as it gets and both similar to what he did last year. So he just seems to have picked up where he left off. Obviously the Mets rotation has problems. They tried Julio Teheran to fill that opening. They've already let him go because it went so poorly. Jose Buto is probably going to fill that opening for now, but they did move Kodai Senga to the 60-day IL. And the only incentive they'd have to do that is to free up a 40-man spot for someone or something.
Ooh.
And it could be Christian Scott. It could be. He's turning 25 this year and is already in AAA. So, like, even if it doesn't happen in the next 2 weeks, you got to figure it'll happen in the next 2 months, right? So, yeah, that's why I have Christian Scott here. But Ricky Tiedemann isn't far outside of the top five to stash.
All right. Well, yeah, if we were doing top six to stash, then yeah, I'm sure Ricky Tiedemann would be the next man up. Five prospects who are on the periphery. These are just prospects who are doing something of note recently. Cade Povich of the Orioles, Dustin Harris of the Rangers, Darius Vines of the Atlanta Braves, Sean Sullivan with the Rockies, and Zaire Hope with the Dodgers. Scott, I've long been a fan of Dustin Harris. The skill set, there's power, there's speed. Just feels like everyone kind of passed him over in the Rangers organization. Is there any chance we could see Dustin Harris finally?
There's a chance because they have an opening the next 2 months at third base. Do the Rangers, and it's not like there's, you know, they got a few options they're trying there. One could be Dustin Harris, who has his biggest problem. The reason he hasn't gotten a shot in the majors yet is because they haven't been able to find a position for him in the minors. But third base is one of those that he's experimented with, and it's what he's played most often this year. He's off to a good start offensively at AAA. You mentioned power, speed. Stole 41 bases last year, which is the extent of the speed. Good on base skills as well. So an interesting offensive profile here for Dustin Harris. It's just how much are the Rangers willing to deal with defensively with him, because it's not going to be picture perfect defense, that's for sure. but he's maybe closer to breaking through now than ever, I would say. I'm also going to mention Darius Vines here for similar reasons. The Braves obviously have a big hole in their rotation with the loss of Spencer Strider. Probably going to try Bryce Elder for now, but it didn't go so well for him in the second half. And Darius Vines is just a very stable pitcher. His changeup has good swing and miss potential. He throws a lot of strikes. He pitches deep into games. He made two quality starts for the big club down the stretch last year. So a little surprised he hasn't been talked about much with the Strider injury. His second start of AAA Gwinnett this year, he went seven innings. He had 23 swinging strikes, which is a huge number. I assume most of them were on that changeup. Not saying he's going to be a big bat misser in the majors, but like there are skills here for Darius Vines, and I think he's somebody to at least keep on your radar. If you want more of like a prospect, like upside recommendation here, I think Zhair Hope, Z-Y-H-I-R, Hope, for the Dodgers. He's one of the two players they acquired from the Cubs, one of the two prospects they acquired from the Cubs in the Michael Busch deal. Very young, in low A ball, but it's already hit a ball 113 miles per hour this year. This is some big league power. That was a home run. And he's very fast, too, and doesn't look like he has strikeout problems. Again, small sample, very early in his career. But Zhair Hope is somebody I could see making a rapid rise up the prospect rankings. We know the Dodgers know what they're doing with prospects, and they targeted him for a reason.
They sure do. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye!